Welcome to the Achievable FINRA podcast. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have affordable courses for the FINRA SIE, Series 6, Series 7, 63, 65, and 66 exams with industry best pass rates. Each Achievable course includes everything you need to pass the first time. A full textbook, videos on key topics, thousands of questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free at achievable.me, and if you like it, use the code PODCAST to get you 10% off at checkout. This podcast was made from a video by Achievable's FINRA course author, Brandon Rith. If you'd like to have the visual aid of a video, please go to Achievable's YouTube channel and search for the video by the same name.
Stop limit orders are one of the four primary orders we need to know for the exam. And in this video, we will talk about sell stop limit orders. To consistently get these questions right, we need to feel really confident on what a stop order is, really confident on what a limit order is, and how the two work in tandem together. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Sell stop limit orders are used primarily in the same way that a sell stop order would be, and that is to protect a long stock position. Now, when we say long stock, that just means an investor has purchased stock and currently owns that stock. Let's assume an investor buys stock at 30 bucks per share. Obviously, the investor will make money if the market price rises. If it goes to 40, 50, 60, 70, 100, the higher the market price goes, the more money the investor makes on the position. And that's the good part of having a long stock position. But the bad is that the market price can fall, potentially resulting in the investor liquidating or selling their shares at a much lower price than what they actually bought the stock for. Worst case scenario, the company becomes worthless and the investor bought stock at 30 and now has worthless shares that they really can't even sell because no one wants it. The reason why it's important to know that is that goes back to what a sell stop limit order is primarily used for, as a hedge or a way to protect a long stock position. We'll learn a lot about the mechanics here, but basically an investor that holds a long stock position just needs to decide what is the most I'm willing to lose on the stock, and then they place an order accordingly. For example, let's assume with this long stock position at 30, the investor places a sell stop limit at 25. This will help us talk a little bit about the guarantees that are involved in this type of order. We will eventually get to how you determine this, but with the scenario we have in front of us, the wheels will start going in motion if the stock price hits 25 or below. So if you think about it, investors long stock at 30, the market price falls by $5 a share or more, some things will start happening that potentially might result in the investor selling the position, hopefully before it loses more value. Stop limit orders, whether it's a buy stop limit or a sell stop limit, never have any execution guarantees, but they do have price guarantees. Now, when I say execution guarantee, I mean, is this order actually guaranteed to happen? And the answer is no, for two reasons. Number one, if the market price does not fall to 25 or below, nothing happens with the order. It just sits there and waits for the market price to hit 25 or below. And if that doesn't happen, eventually the investor will cancel the order. The second reason why this order does not have any execution guarantee is that once it triggers, it becomes a limit order. If you recall with regular stop orders trigger, then become market orders and go through at whatever the next available price is. That's not the case here. This order, once it triggers, will become a sell limit at 25, which only will execute if the market price is at or above $25 per share. Don't worry about the numbers right now or the price ranges I'm specifying. We'll talk about that when we get to the slobs and bliss portion of this video. But just for right now, it's important to understand there is no execution guarantee with a stop limit order, but there is a price guarantee. If you understand limit orders, you know that every limit order has a price guarantee associated with it, which basically means if this order goes through, you're guaranteed to get this price or better. Now, going back to our example, once this order triggers, it becomes a sell limit at 25, which tells the system only sell this stock if we're at 25 or above in terms of its market price. And because of that aspect of this type of order, we can assume that stop limit orders always have a price guarantee associated with them. Just like any other non-market order, stop limit orders also have time designations that must be established. they can either be day or good till cancel. If an investor places his order as a day order, it will cancel if it's not executed by the end of the trading day. If it's GTC or good till cancel, that's saying, hey, keep this order in the system until it either goes through and executes or until I cancel it, whatever comes first. Now, the last quick part about stop limit orders, and this is going to involve our favorite resource when it comes to order types, is slobs over bliss. This is your best friend if this order seems a little tricky. Now, going back to our example, we have a sell stop limit at 25. The tricky part about slobs over bliss with sell stop orders is at first, if you don't know how to use it, it's gonna seem like it's giving you conflicting information. Sell stop is below the line. Sell limit is above the line. If you know how to use slobs over bliss, that's telling you when something will occur. We need the market price to hit both 25 and below and 25 and above. Sounds a little confusing, but the trick here is knowing that the stop is step number one, limit is step number two. The order first must trigger, and then once it triggers, it becomes a limit order. So with that being said, let's focus on the stop part of it first. Sell stop, SS, is below the line. So that tells the system only start thinking about doing something if we hit the market price of 25 or below. If we hit 25 or below, the order triggers, the stop part of it is gone forever, and now we have a sell limit at 25. Going back to slobs over bliss, sell limit, SL, is above the line. So that tells us this order will only go through at a price of 25 or above. And that brings us back to the second point we talked about. There is no execution guarantee, but there is a price guarantee. Ultimately, this order will only execute if the market price is at 25 or above. If it's not there, it'll just sit, wait, and pend until it actually gets to that market range, which may never happen. Now that we've gone through the fundamentals when it comes to sell stop limit orders, let's test ourselves and see if we understand this concept. I'm gonna put a question up on the board. There it is. If you want, take a moment, pause the video, see if you can answer it on your own. And then once you hit play, we will break it down together. All right, let's look at the question. An investor places the following order. Sell 100 shares of DEF stock at 60 stop, 59 limit. After the order is placed, DEF stock trades at the following prices. What statement is true? This is a slobs over bliss question for sure. Just need to make sure we understand the underlying concept of how these orders work, but otherwise slobs over bliss is our best resource here. Now, what's interesting about this order is that we have two prices specified. It is a sell 60 stop 59 limit. So we have two different prices specified for the two different parts of this order. The first thing we're going to focus on is the sell stop portion. So we have a sell stop at 60. SS, which stands for sell stop, is below the line. So that tells us we need to see the price of 60 or below for this order to trigger. So with that being said, we'll go back to the prices it traded at. We'll read the prices they give us from left to right. And the first thing we're looking for is where's the first price where we see 60 or below? 61 is not 60 or below, but the next price, 59, is 60 or below. That is where the order will initially trigger. Now, once the order triggers, it then becomes a sell limit order at 59. And we'll go back to slobs over bliss. Sell limit, SL, is above the line. So that's telling the system we need to see a market price of 59 or above for this order to execute. The next price on our list is 58. That is not 59 or above. But the following price, 60, that is 59 or above. So now we have the full picture. This order will trigger initially at 59, and then it will execute at 60. The last thing we need to do is make sure there's an answer that reflects that information. And sure enough, there is.